Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, Already in Progress.
Or another thing the Holy Spirit will do for you, He'll prompt you many times to go do something for someone else. And of course, a lot of women call this women's intuition. But it's not. It's the Spirit of God. You know, here, and He does this for men, and men will say, well, you know, I just had this feeling. I need to go do this. No, it wasn't a feeling. It was the Holy Spirit talking to you. And it's amazing how many times He will guide you if you will listen. He'll tell you what to do. He'll even tell you, you'll be driving down a road, and all of a sudden, a little thought will come to your mind. You know, Thurman, you need to turn right here and go down and see Brother John down there. You heard last week he wasn't feeling real well. So you ought to go visit and pray over him. And then right behind it, there's another little voice that says, but you know, you're on your way to church, and if you go, you might be late for church. Now, who do you think those two voices are? Who was the first one? It was God. Who was the second one? The devil. That's exactly right. He'll always be there when God is prompting you. There'll be another voice right behind it trying to get you to not do what the first one told you to do. And so many times, we fail. We miss it. It's just like one day, I think about how many times the Lord has spoken to me and told me things. And I think about this one young man that fell in love with this girl in high school. And I mean, several of his members of his class in the football squad told him, said, she's not any good. Said, she's sleeping around with all kinds of boys. Said, you don't need to go with her. He said, she wouldn't do nothing like that. She goes to church. Well, he was beginning to fall deeply in love with this girl. And he was a great Christian young man. He really loved God. He wouldn't think about it. He never touched her. He never thought about having sex with her. He said, I would never touch a woman until I marry her. One night he's getting ready to leave to go somewhere, and the Holy Spirit told him, drive around behind the gym, and Susie and Dave are around behind the gym. And he thought, never. But he drove around behind the gym, and as he drove around, his car lights fell right up on him, and there they were, doing something they was not supposed to be doing around there in the dark. So see, the Holy Spirit in you, He will keep you from doing things wrong. This boy was falling in love with a girl that was not a good Christian girl, and God did not want that young boy, a clean, pure young boy, to marry that girl. He knew what she was doing. And so He revealed it to him, and he drove around behind there, and there she was with a boy doing something she was not supposed to be doing. And he drove right up and saw him doing it. So, thank goodness for the Holy Ghost. Thank goodness for the Holy Spirit. He will direct you and direct your path. Now that it says here, after in Hebrews 10, He's going to establish this new covenant. It says, after He said, this is the covenant I will make you, I'll put my laws in your heart and write them in your minds, and then your sins and iniquities I'll remember no more. Now, here's the thing about this new covenant. Regardless of how many sins you got, when you come to Christ and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it doesn't matter what you have done, He forgives every sin you've ever committed at that point and makes you a new creature. But now then, when He delivers you from the kingdom of darkness and translates you into the kingdom of light, how much does He plan on you sinning after that day? None. You're not supposed to sin anymore. That's where most Christians miss it. We think that if we lived in sin before, I mean, we're saved now, it's okay. We can go ahead and keep on sinning. But that's not true. We're supposed to be a new creature now. The old creature that used to do all that lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery and all this stuff, that creature was supposed to have died. And you're supposed to be a new one now. And a new creature is supposed to want to love God. And it's supposed to want to go to church. It's supposed to want to study the Word of God. But what happens? If you don't get into the Word and teach people these things and they don't renew their mind every day with this new covenant, that devil will continue to work on the flesh and the flesh will continue to want to do what it did wrong before. And that's why right there, so many people How many times have you ever heard somebody say, I want you to go to church with me this Sunday? What? Go to church with you? I don't know half a dozen people go down to your church. They're a bunch of hypocrites. I ain't going to go down there. You know, I mean, they're hypocrites. I mean, they go to church on Sunday and they're out lying, cheating, and stealing and doing all this stuff during the week. I mean, that guy owned a car lot down there. And he goes to your church every Sunday. And I went down and he sold me a junk car. And then when I bought it and it fell apart the second day, he wouldn't do a thing about it. He said he's a hypocrite. No, he's not really a hypocrite. He's never renewed his mind with the Word of God. So he's totally led by the flesh. He's carnally minded. That's what's wrong with him. And so he's not listening to the Spirit at all. Now, don't let the devil try to bring up your old sins, because he will try. Because God is not remembering your sin of the past. Praise His holy name. But now then, if you commit a new sin, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to repent. Or that sin is held against you. You have to repent and stop sinning. Now then, let's look what and see what James called this law of love. Let's go over to James chapter 2, verse 8. James 2, 8, it says, if you fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture. Now, James called this new covenant a royal law. In James 2, 8, if, here again, this great big word. It's amazing how many times this word's used in the Bible. If you fulfill the royal law according to the Scriptures, you shall love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the royal law. He says you do well. What if you don't do that? Then you don't do well. You know, you've got to do what God says. But if you have respect to persons, this if and but gets us in real big trouble. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin. Uh-oh. You mean if I go over here and here is a man that I know he walks in, he's got a $5,000 suit on, he's got diamonds dripping off, let me come over and shake your hand. Let me see who you are. But here comes a little common guy like David in here, and I say, oh, you know, forget him. Hey, I don't need to shake his hand. Because at the back. If we even think like that, what does God say we're doing in this royal law? We're sinning. In other words, you treat everybody exactly the same. I mean, it makes no difference if the guy comes in with a $5,000 suit on or the little guy comes in with a pair of ragged blue jeans on. You treat them all the same. If you do, you're fulfilling this royal law. And you're not sinning. But if you have respect of persons, you are sinning. Oh, I want to get close to him because he's so nice. But this guy over here, I can't stand him. Hey, you are sinning. You got to treat everybody the same. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as a transgressor. You just fell from grace. And you fell out in the snake pit. And the beasts are running around biting you on the toe. I don't want to do that, do you? Absolutely not. Now then, if you're walking in love, if you're walking in love, you will not steal, you will not lie, or any other bad thing to anyone. If you're walking in love. Now, God told us way back in the Old Testament, He was going to do all these wonderful things. He said way back there. In fact, I'm going to go back to one or two of those verses. I'm going to read them to you. God tells us way back in the past what He's going to do in the future. Now, only He can do that. Now, anybody can read this book and has seen what's happened over history and don't believe there's a God, let me tell you, you got a major problem. I mean, if you have to be convinced there's a God, if you've read the Bible, you didn't read it, you didn't learn nothing. You go back over in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 10, and you're going to see where he made these kind of statements. And when you think that everything God said in the Old Covenant, everything and all the statutes and commandments and everything else, all the prophecies and everything he said, most of those have come to pass exactly like he said. Exactly. It's amazing that so many of these prophecies have been fulfilled. In fact, I heard a preacher on radio one day talking about the one statement about whenever the Lord told Daniel, whenever the king Artaxerxes would come on the scene in a couple of hundred years, and then he would give a command to rebuild and restore the wall in Jerusalem. And from the day that command was given, it would be 49 years, and then another a group of years until 81 or 83 years would pass, and then the Messiah would ride into the streets of Jerusalem and be cut off, not for his sins, but for the sins of many. And I thought, you know, that's an awesome statement. And when he told that, I mean, the average person, when you read that in the book of Daniel, you'd think, he had to have known all this, and this had to happen because nobody could know those kind of things. But God did. And that came to pass exactly. I'm going to say that about 200 years now is going to be a guy born by the name of David. I'm going to give his full name. I'm going to tell you he's going to be a king. I'm going to tell you where he's going to live and what country. Then I'm going to tell you he's going to give a command to rebuild and restore the wall in Jerusalem. And from that day till the wall's rebuilt, it's going to be 49 years. And then from the day that's finished until Jesus rides into Jerusalem, it's going to be 483 total years. What do you think the chances of something like that coming to pass by an average individual? But it came to pass to the day. Exactly, every bit of it. I heard a preacher on radio saying one day that they'd done some odds, you know, with numbers. And the chances of that just happening would be if you covered the state of Texas with silver dollars 3 foot thick, and then you put one gold, $20 gold piece in it, and you dropped it out in all this when you were dropping all of these silver dollars to cover the state of Texas 3 feet deep. And he said somebody flies you over the state of Texas in a 747, and you say, okay, right here, I'm going to pull the plug and I'm going to jump out with a parachute and I'm going to go down right here, and you land and you reach down and you pick up and you get that one $20 gold piece out of all the millions and billions of silver dollars. He said, that's the odds of this just happening. That's pretty far-fetched, isn't it? But think, God told us all these things in advance. All of them.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.